This is Mal Pizner live outside Mercy General, where the scene of breaking news continues to develop. Police, fire, and hazmat units are all on the scene inside the hospital at this time. We still have no word from hospital officials on what this, quote, unusual event might be. But there's clearly a large investigation taking place as we see multiple first responders on the scene here. A fire battalion chief has told us that the situation is what he calls developing, and that a team from building and safety has been called to respond to the hospital. Still no reports of injuries or evacuations, but we have seen a number of people being ushered out of the hospital, and police officers appear to be questioning them in the parking lot. A hospital official tells us they will be issuing a statement soon. We'll be standing by for that and bring you more as it becomes available. I'm Mal Pizner, back to you in the studio.
We are just learning that there's new information coming out of that breaking news situation at Mercy General Hospital. Our reporter Mal Pizner has been there all day, and he joins us again live to bring us up to date on what's going on out there. Mal?
Good evening, this is Mal Pizner reporting live from Mercy General Hospital, where we've just received a statement from the hospital director about the breaking news incident we've been following all day. To recap, police and firefighters are inside the hospital at this hour doing an investigation of what is only being called an unusual incident at Mercy General. A hazmat team is also inside, and we're awaiting the arrival of building and safety inspectors. The hospital statement is brief. Let me read it to you. It goes like this, quote, "The Mercy General administration wants to reassure the public that there is no current danger or immediate threat here at the hospital. We are conducting an investigation into an unusual incident that transpired inside the northwest wing of the hospital. That wing encompasses patient treatment rooms and one surgical suite. All hospital operations normally conducted in that area have been moved to a different part of the hospital, and patient care is unaffected. We are asking visitors to allow us some time to get the situation under control, and until that time, they will not be allowed inside the hospital. The emergency room is unaffected and operating normally. Hospital administration will continue to give updates as warranted. We appreciate your patience with this inconvenience," and that's all they're sharing at this time. We're still trying to get information from anyone who is inside the hospital, and we'll continue to update you on this breaking news story. I'm Mal Pizner. Back to you.